What I haven't been willing to negotiate, and I will not negotiate, is on the debt ceiling.
President Obama has been insistent that he wants a clean bill to increase the debt ceiling, or the amount of money that the federal government can borrow at any one time. But here are three reasons we need a dirty deal, one with a lot of constraints on how much spending the government can do now and in the future.
I don't think anybody would consider my position unreasonable here.
Total national debt now is about $17 trillion, or the equivalent of all economic activity in the United States. Taking care of that debt, paying that debt, and increasing that debt takes money away from better uses by the government.
I don't think anybody would consider my position unreasonable here.
The Congressional Budget Office projects that over the next 25 years, spending on the debt will double as a percentage of GDP, and that means it'll crowd out money that could be used for private investment that would be much more efficient and lead to economic growth.
I don't think anybody would consider my position unreasonable here.
Tying any increase in the debt ceiling to immediate and long-range cuts in spending is the only way that we'll be able to deal with the old age entitlements like Medicare and Social Security that are already unsustainable and will definitely bankrupt the country in the long run. Contra President Obama, we can't afford a clean bill to increase the debt limit. In fact, what we need is the dirtiest deal possible, and sooner rather than later. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.